From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting Russia may have influenced Brexit. After widespread allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, the first evidence is emerging of possible attempts by Moscow to influence Britain's referendum on leaving the European Union. Researchers have identified thousands of social media accounts that promoted anti-EU messages or sought to whip up political and racial tensions. The investigation by the University of California, Berkeley, and Britain's Swansea University shows in the 2 days leading up to the Leave victory in June 2016, Twitter accounts based in Russia posted almost 45,000 messages about Brexit, most of them anti-European Union, and the next day the majority of those accounts went silent.
As PRC, we stand on the firm foundation that Zimbabwe should be a land of equal opportunities.
That's former Vice President Joyce Muhuru, as calm prevails in Zimbabwe despite the uncertainty facing the country. This after a bloodless coup removed President Robert Mugabe from office. Mugabe was placed under house arrest on Tuesday by military forces. Now, the military claims it's not a coup, but Dumisani Nkomo, he's a spokesperson for Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, suggests there may be a method in the madness of calling it otherwise.
They are trying to use the constitutional route because obviously a coup attracts the attention and sanctions from SADC, from the African Union, from the international community. But to all intents and purposes, this is a military takeover.
This is VOA News. Now, Zimbabwe making news elsewhere today. The Trump administration is preparing to allow hunters to import the remains of elephants that they kill in the South African nations of Zimbabwe and Zambia. The decision reverses a ban imposed in 2014 by the Obama administration. In a statement Wednesday, a spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it is reversing the Obama-era ban because it believes hunting these species could bring much-needed revenue back into conservation and spur local communities toward conservation efforts. African elephants have been listed as threatened under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. President Trump Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of the North Korean threat, strengthening alliances and seeking fair and reciprocal trade.
In Asia, our message was clear and well-received. America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security.
Mr. Trump reaffirmed his commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula. He also said he promoted a free and open Indo-Asia region. Three United Nations agencies have renewed pleas to a Saudi-led coalition to lift a blockade that has halted the flow of essential supplies into Yemen, warning that the lives of untold thousands of people are at stake. The leaders of the World Food Program, the World Health Organization, and UNICEF said in a statement that the cost of the blockade is being measured in the number of lives that are lost, saying that it is the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. The agency said 7 million people are at risk of famine in Yemen and that number could increase by more than 3 million. Last week, the coalition closed air, land, and sea access to Yemen in response to a missile attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels near the Saudi capital of Riyadh. The Security Council Wednesday expanded the number of peacekeepers in the Central African Republic by 900 in a unanimous vote Wednesday. The force is known as MINUSCA. Michelle Cisson is the deputy U.S. ambassador.
In MINUSCA's case, we believe additional capacity will provide MINUSCA the necessary flexibility to address emerging threats and to fulfill its protection of civilians mandate.
Since 2013, thousands have died in sectarian and ethnic conflict, and a fifth of the population has fled. The 500-year-old painting of Christ by Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci sold Wednesday to an anonymous buyer for a record $450 million, including fees, at the auction house of Christie's in New York. The painting dates from around 1500. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.